Yeah. Can you, like, clean his desk? It's covered in blood and hair, and it's quite disgusting. Okay. Can you turn this thing on for me now? Oh, okay. Can you edit it later? Okay. Wikipedia, Wikia, victim of Wikiterrorism. This is on news. I'm Winston Smith. Earlier this evening, Wikipedia, Encyclopedia, and related host Wikia were the targets of a vicious attack on its servers, resulting in a long period of downtime as the organization scrambled for both new administrators and servers. It has thus appeared to many that we are entering a new era of Wikiterrorism, with the Wikiterrorists now moving from simple acts of vandalism and page blanking to more serious crimes. At the time of publishing, Wikipedia and Wikia founder Jimbo Wales was unavailable for comment, although he did nonetheless release this official statement. Quote, "This attack has astounded, shocked, and disgusted me, and I will be consulting with fellow Wiki leaders for a discussion on drafting new Wiki legislation to prevent these attacks happening again." Jimbo Wales. It was at 2:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that the attack took place, wiping out the entire Florida server center and creating a forest of devastation. Forensics quickly scrambled onto the site, along with firefighters, in order to combat the blaze, and in the hope of recovering any pieces of evidence available. Currently, inside sources are claiming that the attack was in fact a suicide mission by well-known Wiki vandal Willy on Wheels, thus making him again the most successful Wiki vandal of all time, also earning him the upgraded status of Wiki terrorist, and a place in the history books. The blast is believed to have claimed the lives of all the servers, and several administrators too, although a few have nonetheless managed to survive the blast, with one being available for comment. Quote, "This guy just, like, ran through the front doors with this stuff wrapped around him, screaming, 'Fuck Wikipedia,' before he just hit this button and exploded." Tom Hutchins. Initially, Wikipedia was unaffected by the destruction of the center. However, this appears to have resulted in a, presumably anticipated, chain reaction, and has thus succeeded in taking most of Wikipedia down, reducing it to a mere error page, and hence spectacularly improving its overall factual accuracy. Officials rushed to bring operations back as soon as possible. A Californian data center was up and running within a few hours. However, it was discovered that their hardware was sadly out of date. It currently consists of a cluster of Commodore 64s, with an army of volunteers swapping in and out the 5.25-inch floppy disks to handle each query. Meanwhile, the cleanup and recovery operation began in Florida, with officials hoping to bring the primary servers back up within the month, also aiming to deploy a perimeter defense force to prevent any attack of this sort in the future. Wikipedians themselves had trouble dealing with this unanticipated outage. Some were forced to socialize with friends and family, while others, in an unprecedented action, pursued interests in the opposite sex. One Wikipedia user, who asked to remain anonymous, said, quote, "I just patched things up with my wife and kids. I can't believe I wasted so much of my time and life in front of a keyboard. I've wasted so many years." Unquote. Jimbo Wales refused to comment on this issue. Sources indicate he is too busy bracing for a drop in contributors due to the influx of Wiki blackout babies, expected to be born 9 months from now. This has been On News. I'm Winston Smith. Thanks for listening. For more news, go to encyclopedia.org and click on On News. Thank you.